from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gibbard. God bless America. Thank you for being here, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom every day, speaking out loud and being brutally honest. Look, it's what I do. I'm here to tell you the truth. If you don't like it, well, sorry, but that's the way it's going to be. Sugarcoat it? No chance. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, I hate daylight savings time. Ugh. Everybody's feeling a little punchy today. Can't stand it. Number two, General Motors announcing the reintroduction of the all-electric Chevy Blazer. And I say, good luck with that. They're going to go bankrupt. If they continue down this electric road, they're going to short circuit. And number three, here's, and you have to hear this because it is, well, it's tied to everything the wrong that's going on right now. By law, by terms of the Constitution, by terms of what voters, not politicians, passed in Michigan a couple of years back, Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State in the state of Michigan, is required by law to clean up the voter rolls. Something she's apparently not interested in doing. She's being sued to do it. She's not doing it. She's required by the Constitution of the state of Michigan to do it, and she's not doing it. And here's what we have as a result. This is coming to you from Bridge, Michigan. Michigan currently boasts a voter registry comprising more than 8.2 million individuals. The problem? This accounts for 102.8% of the state's 7.9 voting age residents. We have 300,000 names, at least, maybe more, that don't belong here. We have 103% of our voting population registered to vote. Obviously, big concerns for Republicans, for Trump supporters, hell, for anybody who wants to be honest about an election. Election integrity meaningless at this point. 300,000 fake voters. Opponents of how state voter rolls are handled argue the inflated voter rolls created an environment conducive to fraud, you think? Conducive to fraud. Yeah, I would think so. This is from Michigan News Source, by the way. It's the go-to. MichiganNewsSource.com. It enables individuals to manipulate the system by casting ballots in the names of dead or relocated voters. Dead people. If you think it doesn't happen, it just happened to a high-level politician in Houston, Texas. She showed up to vote, and they said, yeah, you've already voted. She's like, no, I haven't. Concerns aren't without merit, as it appears that reports indicate that a voter fraud was able to happen in Michigan during the 2020 election with a group that allegedly submitted thousands of fraudulent voter registrations. Michigan's Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader, however, asserts the elevated numbers are a result of legal requirements at both the state and federal levels. Bull. Jonathan. He says stringent regulations dictate an extended period before inactive voters can be purged from the rolls. Apparently years. Additionally, when a voter passes away, officials must meticulously verify the information before initiating the removal process. Brader emphasizes the state's adherence to existing laws and regulations and underscores the need for careful consideration and confirmation before any removals are done. Please, if you're removed accidentally, you go back, you re-register because you have same-day registration in Michigan. That's all BS. Because same-day registration is all part of what they passed as well. To suggest otherwise is a flat-out, bold-faced lie. Lie! Liar! Brader spoke with reporters last week and seemed more concerned about people trying to boot eligible voters off the rolls than he did about people taking advantage of the incorrect voter rolls for nefarious purposes. Brader said this, we're certainly going to be monitoring any activity in the voter file that looks unusual to make sure that there aren't any undue challenges that are being processed without the voter getting their legally entitled protections. Look, same-day voter registration nullifies all of that garbage. Michigan has formulated plans to address the issue by canceling registrations for over 533,000 voters by 2025. After the presidential election, after this critical presidential election year, then they're going to look at cleaning it up. After that ship has sailed. and an additional 94,000 slated for cancellation in 2027. However, that means it won't be happening for the very important elections of November this year. Of course not. These measures will not assuage any concern. Notably, a recent federal court decision dismissed a lawsuit against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, alleging she's not taking sufficient action to cancel the registration of deceased voters, which she's not. But once again, Jocelyn Benson, who sent out millions of mail-in voter applications, ballot applications in 2020, in violation of state law for which there was no penalty, realizes it doesn't matter. The court's decision said that the state's planned cancellations align with legal requirements. In essence, what was said is that Michigan's top ranking in bloated voter rolls is not a result of negligence, but rather a consequence of meticulous adherence to regulation. Yeah. Not a result. We're meticulously following the regulations. That's why we have 103% voter registration in Michigan. The lawsuit comes from the Public Interest Legal Foundation, who had identified 27,000 potentially deceased voters in the Michigan voter rolls. The judge said, in her opinion, even if all the voters on PILS list were actually deceased, that number of deceased voters would simply not be unreasonable in a state the size of Michigan. So how much ineptness and a lack of voting integrity is acceptable? Well, as much as your Secretary of State and friendly Democrat judges will allow. Yeah. There you have it. 300,000 or more, at least 300,000 would be the number you're looking at. Do you hate daylight savings time? I'm just curious what your thoughts are on daylight savings time. I hate it. You know, I had a little insomnia last night. Of course, it's complicated by the fact that the night, you're short 1 hour to begin with. And so then, you know, you don't go to bed at the normal time and blah, 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 blah. And then you just get, it's just awful. Anyhow, don't be late today. And if you're already late, it's 8:13. So don't be late. Yeah, don't be late. And then still to come today. Green Card Charter Township in the path to block Michigan's Goshen EV battery plant. We'll have that. What else we have coming up? James David Dixon from the Michigan Capitol Confidential. We'll talk to him. House Bill 5025 doesn't fix any problems, creates new ones. What's it supposed to do? We're going to find out. House Bill 5025. Supposed to fix things. Anyhow, I'd like you to make sure that you go to stevegruber.com. Send me emails. Tell me how things are in your neck of the woods. I look forward to hearing about it, all right? Stevegruber.com. Send me a note. What do you think about 300,000? Are you dead? And you're voting in Michigan this year? I'd like to hear from you. Dead voters, please call stevegruber.com. There you go. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well connected.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.